Time to check out what's happening in the world of cycling from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Our cycling expert, Noel Sens, joins us. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How you going, mate?
Yeah, terrific, thank you. I tell you, it's been a long time coming for Peter Mullins to be able to wear her national top, her national championship top for the first time, but it happened on the weekend and she had a good weekend at the Ballarat Cyclocross.
Yeah, she did. It's a two-day cyclocross over there. I think it's called Victoria Park in Ballarat. And, she was the national champion. And because they haven't had it, I suppose, because of COVID, she remained national champion and got to wear her national jersey at the cyclocross, which was really good to see. Well-deserved. And she's doing pretty well. She got second on day one and fourth on day two. So certainly getting up there again after a pretty bad run of injuries for a little while.
Yeah, fantastic. No, it is. She's
a great
cyclist, no question about that, and a great competitor.
Putting women into cycling, Robbo. That's a big thing, It's good. A lot of people follow what she does, and they're joining the sport. It's good.
Yeah, need the mentors like that. Mark Simons Memorial held on the weekend. What happened there, mate?
Oh, look, it was really good. I went out there, Robbo. We had 25 seniors racing and quite a few good juniors racing too. And it was a testing course over 82 kilometres. And it's a pretty hard course. It's pretty flat and windy out towards Lockington Way or around Raywood and that on the way back. And a very hard course. And that was the 20th running of that race. And it means a bit to me, of course, being a friend of Mark Simons, but also his family who are out there. And they've been coming out for 20 editions. And I worked out, Robbo, that was the first one I hadn't done. So I must have been in 19 editions of that race. So,
wow. Yeah.
It was good. And what I really liked was that the back markers, who are the people that wait half an hour before they get to leave, they actually won. So it was really good. And a former Australian national champion from Ballarat, young Jesse Norton, he won in a very, very close sprint from one of our supreme champions coming through, young Nate Haddon. We've talked about Nate. He just flew back in from Belgium, straight up on the rostrum straight away in second. Third was Macedon resident Stuart Darling, and then we had Tassie Nankervis back from his cyclocross in Noosa. He got fourth, and then Brent Gibson, who was our first veteran masters rider, home in fifth spot. But it was a really good race, and a couple of girls in it too. A couple of young ladies did really well, and I really enjoyed it. And the juniors was exciting too. A young guy from Seymour won it called Finbar O'Sullivan. It's not a bad name, Robbo, is it?
Great, love Finbar. That's a great, strong name.
I thought you would. You would remember that name very well from your past.
Yes, indeed.
So anyway, Finbar O'Sullivan was the winner. And from Archie Davis from Shepherd and Club and Bendigo's Lucy Hall, she got a fine third place. And hats off to her mother, who finished the senior race, Sheridan Hall. She's been off for a long time with injuries and she made it back into cycling again. So, yeah, good race. I really enjoyed it, Robbo.
Great stuff. The Com Games, the road race there, the girls, good effort, first and fourth for Australia?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Georgia Baker won it. And Sarah Roy got fourth. They had a good plan there and they dominated the finish of the bike race. It was good. And the men's race, the New Zealander Aaron Gate won. Aaron's competed here in the Bendigo Madison before. We've seen him ride at Bendigo a couple of times. Yeah, that was a good race too. The Australians didn't do so well in that one, but the women's race was very interesting, Robbo.
Yeah, well, particularly because one of the English girls gave him a big spray afterwards because of their tactics.
Sour grapes, Robbo. Yeah, it was pretty weak. Was on all the media, and a young English girl, I don't know what her name was, she was very disappointed in the Australians' tactics. She thought they made a rubbish race, and it was negative tactics, and the race was rubbish, and just going on and on about how Australia didn't shut down every break. And that, to me, that was intelligent racing, The way I see it, all the years that Chris Froome won the Tour de France with Guy and Ineos and Bradley Wiggins, that's how the British people rode. So the English girl was actually criticising
their own style of racing. Yeah,
no, it's interesting. You get sour grapes, but anyway, that's just how cycling goes, I suppose. Disappointing, though.
Yeah.
If you get beaten, just accept it and acknowledge the winner, wouldn't you reckon?
Yeah. And Aaron Gate.
Yeah, I reckon.
Aaron Gate, he wasn't unhappy. In fact, he didn't take offence. Gate, offence. See what I did there, Noel? Hey?
I get, shut the gate. Yeah, I get it. He didn't take offence. He's actually a very good rider. He He's been an Olympic silver medalist in the Omnium. He's competed in, when Glenn O'Shea used to race in the Olympics against him, they were very good competitors, and he's been a multiple world champion. Good bike rider on the track, but on the road too. And the Australians are a bit undermanned there, Robbo. A couple of them didn't turn up.
All right, okay. Yeah, well, that's no good for sure. Hey, and just quickly in closing, Rowan Dennis taking out the time trial. Good rider. Can ride a bit.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. We don't hear much of Rowan Dennis, except for other things we've talked about in the past, Tour de France. But he's very good rider.
Yeah.
And, he won convincingly. But, look, honestly, I think he's a bit lucky. We talked about that yesterday, you and I. Geraint Thomas, he had a crash, and if you add the... I mean, I'm not going to build up a British girl, but if he didn't have the crash, I believe he would have won. And if Luke Platt, if he didn't have to change bikes and have a messy bike change, he would have won. But whatever happened, Rowan Dennis won. It was a good win for Australia anyway.
It was. All right, mate, got to leave it there. You have a great week, and we'll catch up with you on Saturday afternoon with Mark Johnson on the Sideline View.
Okay, Robbo, have a good week, mate. Thank you.
You too. Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargrave from Bendigo, our cycling expert on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.